Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Well, in the next 25 minutes, let me talk to you under this topic, Bazalwane, the spirit of a champion. The spirit of a champion. The spirit of a champion. You know, everyone loves a champion. Am I right, Bazalwane? You know, we all desire to become champions. I mean, champions in business, champions in sports, champions, you know, in leadership, champions in engineering, champions in mentoring, champions in medicine, champions in parenting. I mean, the list is bottomless. It goes on and on. Champions, however, are not born. You know what? They are made. Champions are not born. They are made. You know, in the scripture, when you read the Bible is full of champions. People who have demonstrated the spirit, you know, of a champion. I'm thinking of a man this morning by the name of Joshua. If you remember, Joshua was the general, and not just a general, but a five-star general of the army of God, a champion, you know, who lived in those days. You know, when he was fighting the enemy, he came to a point one day where he said to the Lord, "Please, God, would you please stop the sun so that I can fight the enemy?" And the Bible says God stopped the sun, and he had a lengthy day, and he fought the enemy, the Philistine, and he conquered on that day. That was the spirit of a champion. What about a man by the name of Gideon? You remember, Gideon started as a coward, but later on, we find Gideon leading 300 men, fighting the Philistine, you know, protecting the people of God with the spirit of the champion in the inside of him. What about David? David was a young man who was full of God's spirit in the inside of him, and he faced the giant. At the end of the day, he became a champion. So champions, Bazalwane, and then they are full in the Bible. They are right there in the Bible. We can study about them. Male and female, you find them in the Bible. So that is why today I also thought, let me just encourage you, you know, to have this spirit of a champion. Even if you come right here at home, I strongly believe this man by the name of Pitso Mosimane, we have not celebrated him. You know, he has achieved a lot, you know, as a coach of Mamelodi Sundowns. Some of you, you may not know if you are not familiar with soccer, but this guy, he was a 5 times PSL winner. Now, that it is not a common thing to do, you know, with one team, but he has done that, you know, and not only that, 2 times, you know, South African Cup winner, 1 time Nedbank Cup winner, 1 time CAF Champion League winner, 1 time CAF Super Cup winner. And even now, you know, he is actually, you know, employed by one team in Egypt, one of the best team in Africa. And now he has become a coach in that area. But you know why I'm quoting him this morning? It is because he was interviewed recently just to check or to find out from him, you know, what are the secrets, you know, of a champion. And he gave 10 points, you know, 10 secrets of a champion. I know it is not, you know, spiritually, but I just look at them and I said to myself, we can learn something from the points that Pitso Mosimane shared on that day when he was interviewed. Listen what he says on the 10 secrets of a champion. He says, number one, you need to be hungry as a champion. Hunger for championship. He says, hunger for championship. These are the things that made them to become champions. He says, every success is a result of hunger. He says, if you want to become a champion, you must be hungry. You know, the problem is that people are not hungry enough. And then number two, he said, work ethics. He says, it is not about talent. We work hard and run more on the field. He says, in life, it is not about talent. Even if you are talented, I mean, even these doctors will tell you, you know, as much as there might be a talent, but it is hard work. It is hard work. You cannot rely and depend on talent only. He says, work ethics. He says, number three, he says, preparation. He said, we put more hours in training. He says, as much as, you know, people are expecting us to become champions, he says, there's a lot of preparation. It is a game of 90 minutes, but we prepare for the whole week, you know, just for 90 minutes. Number four, he says, the tortoise spirit. You know, he says, we take one game at the time. He says it's very important for you not to rush. You need to take one game at the time. It is a journey and it needs a stamina, you know, and then for you to finish that. And then number five, he says, everyone is a striker. He says the burden of scoring goals, it is not left to the strikers. I love that. He says everyone is a striker in Sundowns. So you'd realize that in Sundowns, you don't have those top goal scorers, but everyone, he becomes a striker. And I actually love this point, because if the Church of Jesus can have this spirit that says all of us, we are strikers, we can have a strong church. If all of us can say to ourselves, you know, we are a part of what is happening in the church, we can have a strong church. The problem, you know, with the church today, people, they take a back seat and say the pastor must do all the work. Imagine, Barcelona, if all of us can become strikers, you know, the best church we can produce in this town or in the world, if all of us, we can take our responsibility. And then number six, you know what he said? He said self-motivation. He says players are self-motivated. Fans are not expected to motivate them. He says the spirit of a champion, it is those who actually motivate themselves. He says if you want to become a champion, you must motivate yourself, because sometimes there are no people who are going to motivate you. And then number seven, I've not started preaching. I'm telling you about this man. Number seven, he said, simplicity is the best. He says, keep things simple and do the basic right. Simplicity is the best. He says, we were able to win, you know, the game because we did not complicate things. And then number eight, he said, backroom brains. He said, we always have a strong support from management. He says, the strong support, you know, from our seniors, and then that makes us to become champions. Number nine, he said unity and equality. He says no player is better than the other in my team, and then that is why we became champions. Let me tell you, even in the church, make sure we treat people equal. There are no people who are better than others. We are united and we are treated equally. When you do that, you're gonna produce, you know, champions. Number 10, he said here when he was interviewed, he said, we don't celebrate for too long. We don't celebrate for too long. He said, discipline is the key. He said, the problems of many teams is that they celebrate too much, forgetting that when you are celebrating, there is somebody who wants to take that position. And the problem of South Africans is that we love celebrating. We love celebrating. Uwina njega iwanu celebrating yanga yonke. And that is why we fail, you know, to become champions. So those were the points from Pizzo. But listen to what the scripture says this morning in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I love this with the NLT translation. Because of time, I'm not going to use other translation. I'll only use the NLT translation. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 24 to verse 27. Listen what it says. It says, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. I love that. So run to win. All the athletes, you know, are disciplined in their training. I love, underline the word discipline. It says they do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an internal prize. Verse 26 says, so I run with purpose in every step. I love that. Paul says, I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. He says, I'm not just beating the air when I run. You know, even when I box, I'm not just beating the air. But verse 27 says, I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. So Paul says, I don't just want to be disqualified at the end of the day. But you know what I do? I discipline my body. I discipline my body, you know, training it to do what it should. Because a body always wants to take a different direction. Your body would want to, you know, to mislead you, Bazalwane. If there is something that we need to discipline all the time, it is our body. Our body must be disciplined if we want to become a champion in your sphere of life. And then I also love Hebrews chapter 12, only two verses. When you read in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, once again with NLT translation, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses, you know, to the life of faith. I love that. It says to the life of faith. It says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run, listen, with endurance, the race God has set before us. Verse 2 says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. Listen, it says the champion who initiates and perfects our faith because of the joy awaiting him. Listen what he did. He endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor besides God's throne. Praise the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless the reading of his word this morning. What a beautiful scripture. But the question this morning, Pastor Matebula, how do I become a champion? How do I possess the spirit of a champion? I'm glad you have asked that question this morning. I've got 6 points to give to you this morning. How do you become a champion? Number one, you need what I call, get started. Get started. That would be the first point. If you want to become a champion, get started. Leave your comfort zone and be part of the game. You see, you would never become a champion until you engage yourself in the game, until you avail yourself, until you start. Most of the time, people are still saying, you know, I will do that course. You know, I will go once again back to school. You know, I will do that and that, but you don't start. We are very good at talking about matters, but we don't start. Listen to me, child of God. The Bible says in verse 1, you know, of Hebrews chapter 12, since we are surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses, you know, let us run. You need to begin to run. You need to engage in the battlefield. You must start. Get started. You know, you can't keep on postponing things. If you want to become a champion, you need to start today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for next year. Start where you are. Age, it is not the matter. The background, it is not an issue. You can start where you are and you will be on your way, you know, to become a champion. The most important thing that you need to do, Bazalwane, is to have those guts, you know, to say, I'm starting. And the moment you start, you'd realize that things will begin to happen in your life. The second thing that you need to grab here, if you want to become a champion, you need to strip off. You need to strip off. You know, the Bible says, let us strip off and throw aside every weight and the sin that so easily entangles. You see, it says we need to strip off and throw aside. And the Bible is very specific. It says the weight, you know, that makes us to become slow. The question is, what is it that makes you not to run fast? What is it that makes you, you know, to run slow? What is it that is causing a stumbling block in your life? The moment you want to run, but there are these things next to you, they make you to become slow. The Bible says it is your responsibility to strip them off, to throw them aside. It is not me as your pastor. It is not Mama Tebula. It is not your father. It is not your wife. It is not your husband. But it is you who must actually strip yourself those things, because those things are heavy on you. You know the things that are so heavy in your life. And you know for sure that if I can just remove this thing out of my life, I will run very well. And those things have been delaying you for years. That addiction has been delaying you for years. And you know that these habits are the ones that are delaying me. I was supposed to be somewhere today, but because of these bad habits, the Bible says, strip them off. Throw them aside by God's grace. And I pray even right now in the name of Jesus that may the Spirit of God give you power and to be able to strip off and throw it away. It takes guts, Bazalwane, and to throw things away. If you want to become a champion, they will tell you, champions, ukuthi it was not easy. They had to sacrifice. They had to say no to other things, you know, good things. You know, they had to say no. It is not easy to become a pastor because you say no, no to many things. But if you want to become a champion in the area, Oguyo, there's a lot of sacrifice. I want to say to you, get rid of what you like and make space for what you need. Let me tell you, if you want something in your life, you need to make a space for that. Get rid of what you like and make space for what you need. And then number three, if you want to become a champion, run your own race. Run your own race. I love that. Run your race at your own pace. Are you with me, child of God? Let him God be your judge. You run your own race at your own pace, and you must let God be your judge. The problem that makes us to fail in life, it is because we want to run other people's race. We want to run, you know, by pleasing other people or to impress other people. The Bible says, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Listen that. The Bible is very specific. It says the race marked out for us. There's a race that has been marked out for you. There's a race that has been marked out for me. Let me tell you, we're celebrating the doctor. That is her race by God's grace. And with the talent and the gifting and the hard work, she managed to run that race for 19 years. And now she's making an impact. Don't try to compete with her. Find your race, find your lane, and run your race. Are you with me, son of God? And by doing so, you're going to become a champion in your own field. You're going to become a champion in your own field. Why many times we fail, Bazalwane? It is because we want to impress other people. Are you with me? Running the race that does not belong to us, that is not marked out for us. Run your race. And you know what I've discovered over the years? That if you are in your own lane, nobody can compete with you in your lane. Nobody. If you are running your own race, you don't have to compete with somebody because you are running that race at your own pace and God is your judge. There's nobody who's putting pressure on you, but God himself is the one who's judging you. But if you are going to run a race for the sake of other people, you'll always be under pressure. I'm telling you, so end up gula because you are racing to impress other people. Find your field, find your pace, find your lane and run your own race, and by doing so, you're going to finish well. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said this morning, Bazalwane, this is my race. This is my lane as the preacher. I've been called for this and I've been designed for this, and this is my race. I cannot compete with anybody, but in my field, I run and I make sure I don't compromise. I do what I'm supposed to do. When I have to prepare the message, I do exactly that because this is my race. The question is, are you running your race or you are running other people's race? Because we are living in the world where we want to impress a lot of people. I mean, it's all over. We to Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Come on, so we get John Fulligate. John Fulligate. And the Nabasalwa Nabaseba Yangen and Nababafunu computer. Ain't one of says, hey, John Fulligate, I say, Yako. When you are the child of God, Umangenugo, John Fulligate, Tati Stoko, Sipi Stoko, shame unto you. Nabasalwa, they go like, hey, don't go like that. That is not your race. Ngoba samba sithanda sithatha izinto, sithatha izinto nje. Samba siyathatha. Especially in this season when women are being raped like this. And here we are, we come up with John Fulligate, Tati Stoko, Yini Stoko. Nonsense. How I wish you were close to each other. Bemza tukwe, look at the person and say, you know, the pastor is talking to you, man, you are far away. We are in Israel now. We can join Fulligate and so walk. Jesus. Hallelujah. And then number four, if you want to become a champion, you need to run patiently. Hallelujah. You need to run patiently. The Bible says, let us run with perseverance. Let us run with perseverance. Listen to the word. You know, the meaning of the word patience. You know, patience simply means enduring pain and difficulty with calmness. Sticking with the course of your practice, no matter how long it takes to get the results. No matter how long, 19 years. And you were able, my dear, to stick to the course. And finally, you became the first woman. You see, that is what we call perseverance, Bazalwane. Makuhlale kule course uNkulunkulu akunikeze yona. Hlala. Don't be pressurized. Sometimes we see other people being successful or enjoying the fruit of their labor. And then we want to be like them. No. Just hang in there. You don't know how long and how long they've invested in this thing. You see somebody driving a bigger car. I always say to the young pastors, you just became a pastor yesterday. Run your own race. Your time is coming. Your time is coming. There's no need for you to pressurize yourself. You are in a tank, but here you are. You want to drive a Mercedes Benz. You drive a Mercedes Benz. You're parking a Mercedes Benz next to a tent. It does not make sense. Because you want to impress people. Black folks, you know, we love impressing people. You don't mind to park a Mercedes Benz next to a shack. The car is more expensive than the house. You have to go and wrong that. If your car is more expensive than the house, there's something wrong. But the mentality of a black man. Simply means they can't see the house. So they can only see the car. Doesn't make sense. Driving so much expensive car, but you look at the bed that you are using. Take it one step at a time. Hallelujah. Do we have some champions in this place? Praise the name of Jesus. Run focused. Refuse to be easily distracted, but aim to hit your target. You must never be distracted. There are many things that will come on your way to distract you. But listen to what the scripture says. The scripture says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. It says the author and the perfecter of our faith. If you want to become a champion child of God, make sure that you fix your eyes on Jesus. The Bible says he is the author and the perfecter of our faith. Let's make sure that we please him. We are not here to please man, but we are here to please him, and we're going to focus on him. We're going to focus on him, the author and the finisher of our faith, life and faith. If you want to run this race and become a champion, focus on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. And when we do that, we're not going to fail. That is how you're going to become a champion. The Bible says he is standing at the right hand of the Father. Actually, he is saying unto us, keep on running, child of God. Keep on running. There are many witnesses, not only Jesus, but your Abraham. He's standing there. He says, keep on running. Abo Esther, they are saying, keep on running. Your Joshua, your Moses, your Elijah, the champions of the kingdom. They say, keep on running. Keep on running. You can do this. You must just focus on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith. Don't focus on your pain. Don't focus on your disappointment. Don't focus on the betrayal, but focus on him, the author and the perfecter of your faith. There are many pains that we're going to experience right here on planet Earth. Disappointment, betrayal. But you know what we do, Bazalwane? We keep on focusing on him. Come divorce, we focus on him. You lose your job, you focus on him. You lose your house, you focus on him. You lose your income, you focus on him. You lose your family, you focus on him. Because he's the author and the perfecter of our faith. That is how you run this race. That is how you run this race. And let me tell you, those who are focusing on material things, they'll never survive in this season. But you need to make sure you focus on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. And number six, exercise discipline. Exercise discipline. In order to achieve what you need, you must do what you don't like. Did you hear what I said, Barcelona? In order to achieve what you need, you must do what you don't like. I think it was Muhammad Ali who said, I hate training. I hate to train, but because I want to be a champion, I have to go, I must show up, you know, and then so that I can become a champion. Let me tell you, discipline is not an easy thing, but you need to exercise discipline. You would agree with me, it was so wonderful, Bazalwane, when we were having our service online. Praise the name of Jesus. I mean, hailing ama underwear wakho lapha, hailing ama gown, pete couple coffee. I just hope some of you are not doing exactly that, you know, but many people are doing exactly that. Ngama pyjama, it's so nice. Mamfundisi uza right in your house. Hayi lalelani livuliwe isonto, livuliwe. Ninelisekhaya livuliwe isonto. Praise the name of Jesus. We're not going to be online forever. Praise the name of Jesus. But it's going to take discipline. Going to take discipline. You need to say to those habits, hey, habits, listen to me. It has been nice for the past 6 months, but now I'm carrying myself into the house of the Lord. I cannot remain in the house forever. I cannot remain worshiping God, you know, live streaming forever. And you know, it's so funny. It's so funny because people, they go to the malls. You go to the mall. But if it's Sunday, now we give excuses. We remember COVID on Sunday. And when you are in the taxi, you don't fear. Good taxi, but it's 16 siyaminyana siyahlala. You don't think about COVID. It's only when it's on Sunday you remember there is COVID. When you are in a mall, you don't remember. When you go to work, you don't remember. It is only when now you have to go to church. Ngithi mina kini isonto livuliwe. Register for next Sunday. Let's come here and worship God in Jesus' name. We follow all the precautions. We follow all the rules. But it is very important for you to come and fellowship with God's people. But it's going to take discipline in Jesus' name. Nikhona abantu bengosi. Do we have champions at home? Hallelujah. Any champion at home? Praise the name of Jesus. You are called to become a champion. And the last one, number 7, practice self-sacrifice. Practice self-sacrifice. Life is about sacrifice. Nothing great in life will ever be established without sacrifice. Sacrifice is making an exchange of one thing for another. Sacrifice is making an exchange of one thing, you know, for another. If you want to become a champion, there are things that you must lose, my dear. There are things that you must let go so that you can gain something in your life in the name of Jesus. Let me close with this statement. It says, in everything you do, listen to me, in everything you do, strive to do your best, but above all, become a champion of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Remember those points of how to become a champion? I said number 1, get started. Number 2, you know, strip off. Number 3, run your own race. Number 4, run patiently. Number 5, run focused. Number 6, exercise discipline. Number 7, practice self-sacrifice. And when you do that, you are on your way to become a champion. In everything you do, strive to do your best, but above all, become a champion of Jesus. Come on, stand on your feet and let's give God a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Was there a good word this morning? Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you that there is no one like you. It is true, oh God, that even as we run this race, kuhambe kuhambe baba bese kuyakhathaleka endleleni. Kuhambe kuhambe bese kuba nzima.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.